This is Paul Mills. Thank you for listening to this message from God's Word. It is my prayer that God will speak to you today, bring hope, healing, and direction in your life.
Take your Bibles, please. Turn with us to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1. Would you stand, please, for the reading of the Word this morning? I'm using the same scripture that I used last week. I'm on a series titled, What God Has Promised. We have to understand the promises of God before we can claim them and walk in them. Many of us live well beneath our privileges because we simply don't understand what God has promised to us. In this series, I want to be trying to share with you some things that God has said are yours. And by the way, what is His is ours. Have you figured out that that's the way it works with your kids? Whatever is yours eventually ends up theirs. That's what God does. So we need to understand what it is He has provided for us. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3, His divine power has given us everything. Everybody say with me, everything. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. That verse is just pregnant with truth. I'm going to leave most of it alone, but boy, there's some good stuff there. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises. Everybody say promises. So that through them, you may participate. How do we participate? Through the promises, through claiming the promises of God. We become participators in God's plan. I am convinced most people live beneath their privileges. Number one, because they don't know what God has done for them. And number two, they don't claim what God has done for them. Through these, He has given us His great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Lord, I pray this morning our eyes would be enlightened, the understanding of our ears would be opened, that we may see and understand what it is that You have so freely purchased for us. Lord, what it was on the cross that You did, and how that we can approach the throne of grace boldly today. Not because of our goodness, our worthiness, but because of Your grace. So Lord, we thank You today, and I pray Your blessing now upon the Word. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and everybody said, you may be seated. Last week I began this series talking about what God has promised. We dealt with three aspects. We dealt with God's promises regarding answers to prayer, blessings, and cleansing. And I encourage you to follow the notes that are in your bulletin this morning with me. This morning we're going to be looking at three more of the promises of God's Word that He said are ours. And the promise we're going to be looking at this morning, first of all, is the promise of comfort. The promise of comfort. John 14, 1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Now, I've learned there's two ways to live life, ladies and gentlemen. I can live life trusting me, or I can live life trusting God. Doesn't work out too well when I trust me. doesn't work out too well when I trust the arm of flesh, when I trust what man can do and say. I'm grateful for doctors. When it says they practice medicine, that's what it means they do. They practice medicine. Which means sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't get it right. Everybody understand that? It's practicing on you. And I'm grateful for that. I mean, I'm not against doctors at all. I'm really not. But I understand the limitations that they have. I understand that the ultimate source of our strength is in God, be that physically, financially, emotionally, whatever realm you put it in. God is the one who ultimately is the one that's in charge. So we bring our emotions, our will to God. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be anxious. Don't let them be in fear. Don't let them be nervous. Do not let your hearts be troubled. When I begin to feel nervousness, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It's hard when you look and you see what the doctor's report says. Or you look and you see what the banker's report says. Or you look and you see what the national news says. Or you look and sometimes there's a negative report in your life. Amen? And that is called a test. When I am confronted with family situations, I'm confronted with health situations, financial situations, and I have a decision to make, and that is, am I going to trust what God said about it? God said He will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's not what my banker says. That's not what the doctor says, but that's what God's Word says. And so I come to a place where I say, Lord, I'm going to trust You. And even as Job said, though God slay me, I'll still trust Him. When we come to that point of saying, God, I'm going to believe Your Word rather than what I see and feel and touch and taste, then the peace of God that passeth understanding going to fill your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. John 14:18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I was not an orphan. I was privileged to have a mother and father. Some of you in this room only were raised by one parent or no parents. You understand what it means to be forsaken by a mother or a father, or in some cases both. I'm here to tell you, God will never leave you. And He will never forsake you. You will never be an orphan. You'll never be left by yourself. Some of you have lost spouses through death, through divorce, through what other means. You've lost family members. God said, I will never leave you as orphans. I will come to you. You can trust Me. I am your provider. I'm the one who started a good work in you, who will finish that good work. John 16:13, I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Have you noticed that? Do I get a witness on that? In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I have His strength. I have His peace. I've told you these things so that in Me ye may have peace. Now, peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is knowing who you are in Christ. Sometimes what a doctor tells you doesn't bring you peace. Sometimes what that financial envelope you get from the bank every month doesn't give you peace. Sometimes your children don't always give you peace. That employer You have things in your life and the world that are bringing stress, that are bringing conflict, and we have to go back to say, okay, do I believe what I see, or do I believe what God says? See, God's Word says, by His stripes I am healed. God's Word says, I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. God's Word says, my needs are supplied according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And I have a decision that I have to make based on the natural senses and what God says based upon the spiritual dimension. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, how many things? All things. A lot of things. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to whose purpose? Why do you exist? For His purpose. Now when we understand that we do not exist for our own purpose. God knew you before the foundation of the world. He put in you the DNA. He put in you the programming, the desires, the personality, the strengths, the gifts, the family you were born in, the education you received, the background you've gone through. Everything that has happened in your life is by design. And God did not make a mistake in any of it. God has created you for a specific purpose. And for a time. And nobody's going to rob you of that purpose and that time as long as you're trusting in God. I appreciate doctors. They do not hold the ultimate decision power. I appreciate bankers. They do not hold the ultimate decision power. Amen? And we need to understand who it is that we serve today. We serve a God that is bigger, that is greater than any other power. And we know that in all things. Let me tell you something. I've grown the last 90 days that I've been going through this battle. Have any of you ever grown through a trial? Any of you pray better? When you're going through tough places, Yvonne, I know you're shaking your head. You've learned to pray pretty good on that bed, girl. Amen. Yvonne's learning how to fight and stand and claim her ground. We come through these either bitter or better. We come through these things either strong in the grace of God or we come through them defeated. And we cannot be defeated, ladies and gentlemen, as long as we are trusting in the Lord. Job said, though God slay me, I'm going to trust Him. It's pretty strong, Perry. Hebrews 13:5, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? For man to get to me, he's got to get through God. There is a shield around me. A shield of divine protection. A shield of His divine presence. I can have comfort in knowing who I am in God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Now, are there times when we wobble? Yeah, wobbling is okay. Caving in is not. That's a heavy theological that you get that in theology 101. God'll let you wobble a little bit. Just when you come to the edge of it, you say, no, though God slay me, I'm going to trust Him. My God is able. Now, it says, when you go through this, verse 14, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. Is that a great promise? When I die, my spirit goes to be with the Lord, and it's going to come back and be reunited with my body in a new glorified form. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep, for the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we will be with the Lord forever. I'm not going to be sick forever. I'm not going to be going through a trial forever. And neither are you if you're a believer. We're going to be renewed in a new body in God's presence. Verse 18 says, therefore encourage each other with these words. Praise God. This is not the end. Amen? So you people sure sing a lot of songs about heaven. Well, I'm thinking about going there someday. Amen? You keep singing those heaven songs. You too. Everybody say, I love Brother Paul. It's good. You need to do that to go to heaven. Number two is deliverance. I may not finish this sermon right away, but we'll finish it at some point. Psalm 91. Everybody say, we serve a good God. Do you believe that? Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Anybody resting today? You can. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Now, I wish that would just say He will keep you away from the deadly pestilence and the fowler's snare. Jim, you'll never have to go there. You'll never have any problems. You'll never have any trials. That's not what God's Word promised. Didn't say that. It says He will cover you with His feathers. When you're going through those hard places, He's going to cover you. He's going to protect you. He's going to bring you out. Under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. I want you to hear that. He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You have an angel that is assigned to you, maybe more than one. They are protecting you. They will not let the trial become too great or too severe. Does it promise that you'll never go through a storm? Does it promise you'll never have a testing? It promises you'll come through victorious. That's what it promises. Verse 13, you will tread upon the lion and the cobra. Anybody ever seen a lion or a cobra? It says you'll tread upon them. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. This is God speaking now. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him. Everybody stay with me. With long life, I will satisfy him. Say it again. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation means that God loved us, has a plan, an eternal plan. You read two or three scriptures, then we'll end. I'm on deliverance. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation. And point two on the notes. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Pastor, I've gone about as far as I can go. No, you haven't. He knows how far you can go, and he says he will not let you go that far. Do you hear me? He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. When you are tempted, he will also provide a way out that you can stand up under it. 1 Timothy 4:18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack, will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Peter 2:9, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials, to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. The Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials. I want you to know today there's nothing you're going through that God is not aware of. There's no emotion. There's nothing physical. There's nothing financial. There's nothing relational you're going through that God says, I don't know and have it in control, and I am going to bring glory to myself out of it. Understand, you are not your own. You've been bought with a price. You do not exist for your purpose. You exist for the purposes of God. We exist to bring Him glory. And everything that we're going through is that He may receive glory. Understand, you are a living epistle. Your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, your friends, your associates, everybody you know is watching you. And as you go through what you're going through, as you trust God, as you give glory to Him, as you're submitting to Him, they're going to get a vision of what a real relationship with Jesus Christ is like. Some of you are concerned about your kids. Anybody in here concerned about your kids? You keep living a life in front of them. I've been so aware in recent days, part of what I've gone through is for my kids' sake. I have a son I'm very concerned about. My daughter's doing pretty good. I've got a son that I'm very concerned about. I want you to pray for my son. His name is Tim. Everything that has happened to me, Perry, has happened for a purpose. All things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to His purpose. In everything, give thanks, For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We used to sing a song years ago, anybody can sing when the sun's shining bright, but you need a song in your heart in the night. Where does that song come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes from the Word of God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When I feel good, I'm going to praise Him. When I feel bad, I'm going to praise Him. When the report is good, I'm going to praise Him. When the report is bad, I'm going to praise Him. Why? Because, number one, I'm a testimony to many people that are watching my life. Number two, God said to do it. If Jesus could walk through what He walked through for me and give praise, then I can walk through anything for Him. Amen? And I don't know what you're going through today. I'm just here to tell you there's a reason for it. Amen? It's not random. It's not coincidental. It's not accidental. All things work together for good to those who love Him, who are the called according to His purpose. I thought about our church in recent days. And I know what some of you have gone through, what you're going through. Perry, I look at you and Joyce on this front row. I don't know how many continuous days I went to Parkland Hospital to see you. All those days you didn't even know I was there. You were so out of it. My truck knew the way to Parkland by itself. I just lay hands on you and I say, Lord, I speak the life of God into him. The purposes of God into his life. Call forth. I bind the power of Satan and I speak life unto him. One day Joyce came out. She was very upset. I could tell she was very upset. She said, we need to claim the promises of God. When you've done everything to stand, you stand. You speak the life of God. You don't accept defeat. And when God's ready to take us home, He can take us home. Until then, the devil is not going to rob one day of my life or of your life or anybody's life that's in this room. Amen? God's not going to have my kids. Did you hear what I said to you? God is not going to have my kids. I stand in Jesus' name for my children and your children. I stand in Jesus' name for my grandchildren and your grandchildren. I defy a devil in hell to take them from us. Amen? We serve a God who is the faithful God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Amen? You're about to get radical. I know I'm old and getting radical. Both. Amen. Tired of the devil beating me up. Tired of him beating you up. Robbing, killing, destroying. In the name of Jesus, we will be everything God said we are to be. We will arise and be that generation of those that declare the goodness of God. Pray. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name that we have the right to claim what is ours. As we look at the promises of the Word of God this morning, we are reminded of what you said we are. We are reminded of what you said we have. And I decree and declare we are everything you said we are. We have everything you said we have. We will arise and show forth the glory of God to this generation. Our children will see us rise and call you blessed, even in the midst of our trials. our neighbors and friends will see us rise and call you blessed even in the midst of adversity. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare we have everything God said we have. We are everything God said we are, and we can do everything God said we can do. We will rise and declare to our generation the faithfulness of God. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I'm living beneath my privileges. I'm allowing the devil to beat me up. Circumstances, feelings. And I just need to arise in the strength of God today. Declare and decree who I am in Christ. And I rise this morning and I speak the word of God over my life, over my family. And I decree that I am God, everything God said I am. I can do everything God said I can do. And I just want to go on record. I decree in Jesus' name, I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. Can I see your hand? I may not have walked in that in the past, but I decree this morning, I am, I have it. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name today that you are the God that is more than enough. And we put on the whole armor of God this morning. Put on that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness. We take the sword of the Spirit. Father, we put on those shoes of righteousness. Father, we declare and we decree today we can do all things through him who loved us. We are, Father, that people of faith. We will live and decree and see the goodness of God in our generation. We claim our households, Father, our children, our grandchildren. We stand for them. We stand for the healing and the renewing of their minds, their bodies, and their spirits. I decree it in Jesus' name today. You will not have Satan what God said was ours. Oh, we love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said together. Amen.
This is Paul Mills again. I pray that this message has blessed you. This ministry is possible only through the faithful prayers and financial gifts of God's people. Please pray for us and make a financial contribution so that we can continue to reach people around the world with the message of hope in Jesus Christ. You can give online by clicking the Giving tab at the top of the website, or you can give by mail to the address also listed on the Giving page. All gifts are sincerely needed, appreciated, and are tax deductible. Thank you for helping us reach the world for Christ.